Christ in the Psalms. Preface. The background leading to the writing of this book came from the requests of students and others who were helped by presentations about the mental anguish experienced by Christ as portrayed in the Psalms. Before there was a thought of putting this into a book, the material was presented first in Bible studies and later in sermons. It might have stayed in those formats except for the requests and encouragement from those who wanted to see the information in written format, but not in academic obscurity. Academic theses are usually able to focus intensely on a single topic or passage. They are the result of delving into issues that have not been explored in the past. A good thesis is able to present an extended argument systematically that thoroughly deals with all the issues relating to the topic. A thesis is written with the knowledge that it must be defended before academic scrutiny. Although this is not the scope of this book, the intention is to examine carefully and in detail the Son of Man as he is presented in the Psalms. This book will appeal especially to those who have suffered intense mental anguish, even mental breakdown. Those who have experienced emotional brokenness can understand more fully the mental torment that Jesus went through as he was made to be sin for us, than those who have not experienced such trauma. Not with claims of writing ability or skill is this book set forth, but it comes from a heart touched through the study and meditations of the Passion of Christ in the Psalms. It comes from a mind that went through 2 years of depression and despondency from which some acquaintances thought I would never recover. However, God had other plans. Some persons who have experienced deep discouragement, despondency, and despair brought on by situations beyond their control have found hope in the Passion of Christ exhibited in the Psalms. Others, by their own wrong behaviors, resulting in depression, also have found comfort from the sympathetic Savior who forgives, cleanses, and restores one personally to favor with God. There are still others who, fearful by what the Bible calls a future time of trouble that is certain to come upon all the inhabitants of earth, have found comfort in the fact that Christ experienced a time of trouble that no human will ever have to endure. The Psalms point to Jesus as the only one who is able to meet the needs of the soul. The path of peace is open to those whose feet are halting and whose minds are doubting the love of God and his personal interest in them. There are passages in the Psalms about Jesus in which hearts have been touched most deeply, and have brought tears to the eyes of the readers because of the great love of Christ demonstrated in his sufferings for them. Healing of mind and spirit have followed. The Passion of Christ, the sufferings of Jesus in the period following the Last Supper, and including his crucifixion, is what saves us. The physical punishment he received was terrible. However, this was not what atoned for our sins. It was the mental torture endured by Jesus, because of sin, that made atonement. Some people are moved to sympathy for Jesus and even experience a powerful emotional upheaval when they hear a recital or see a film portraying Christ's physical sufferings. Many mistake this sympathy and emotional trauma as a conversion experience. Bible conversion affects the emotions, but it affects much more than these feelings. It brings with it a decided change in the life. Conversions comes when one responds to the working of the Holy Spirit. The unregenerate person is brought to a realization of his wretchedness and responds to the grace of God through heartfelt repentance for sin accompanied with faith in Christ. Knowledge of the mental sufferings of Christ for us, accepted and believed, produces reformation in the life and practices. The weaker the knowledge of Christ crucified, the less clear and powerful will be our gospel witness, even though the emotions have been stirred and disturbed. It cannot but be of great importance in the interests of a thorough, sure, and comprehensive knowledge of Christ crucified that the results in progressive effort in the preaching of the everlasting gospel and in research of the study of the plan of redemption, which should be mutually exchanged and spread from people to people. To this end, it is my hope that this book will contribute in some small way to the present riches of the knowledge of our Savior and Lord, and to the spreading of the good news of Christ as predicted in the Psalms. The author.